So for this second inspiration, we want to keep on focusing on spiritual desire. And now we want to focus especially into this desire to serve. It is said in the scriptures that with our material senses and material mind, it's just impossible to contact the Lord, who is totally spiritual. But when the jiva, when the soul turns toward the Lord in a service attitude, then the Lord Himself comes down to our level. We have no chance to come to His level, but when we turn into a spirit of service, then the Lord can come on our level and reveal to us. So it's the mood of service. Like the iron will be attracted by the magnet. And in the same way, Krishna become attracted by the service attitude of the devotees. And as more as this service attitude become condensed, as more as this service attitude become prominent, as more the attraction is strong. And you know, when the magnet and the iron, as more they come close, as more the attraction is strong, and finally it's together. So in the same way, when we intensify this attitude of service into our own chanting, then the Lord will be more and more attracted to reveal. Now, what does it mean to serve? Basically, it means to please. And basically, to serve or to please means it's unmotivated. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying in the fourth verse. The only things I want is unmotivated service to you. If you really want to please someone, you will feel ashamed to ask something in exchange of what you are offering to that person. And that's what we want, to come to that point. I just want to offer that service to you, and I don't want anything in exchange. When I was young, I had a cassette or tape of a sitar player. And on the tape, it was written, "Just for you." And I just looked again and again. I just could not understand. Really? It's really just for us? It's something very attractive. And while we chant, we want to come to that point. Krishna, this chanting is just for you. It's my service. I don't want anything back. Just try to think of that while you chant. This is my offering to you. This is the way I want to please you. Please just accept that I don't want anything in exchange. So what is our gift? Our gift to Krishna is the gift of our attention. This is what we are going to offer to the Lord in our chanting. I heard once Radhanath Swami mentioning that he meditates sometimes, that the names he's chanting are like flowers, and he's offering all those flowers to his deities while chanting. There is one place in Vrindavan close to Vashana, the village of Srimati Radharani, which is called Uchagaon. And there is a lake which is called Dehakund. That's the place where an exchange of deha, an exchange of body, was performed. One day, Srimati Radharani and her friend were taking bath in that kund, in that lake. And then small Krishna appeared there and asked them for a gift. He said, "Please, Radharani, offer me a gift." And Radharani said, "But I'm taking my bath. I have nothing I can offer you. I'm taking my bath." But Krishna was just keeping on insisting, "Please, please, give me a gift, please, please." So Srimati Radharani thought for a while. And then she said, "What I'm going to offer to you, I'm going to offer to you my voice. I'm going to offer you my mind. I'm going to offer you my whole body. This is my gift. I offer myself fully unto you." And Krishna felt so happy for that gift that he said, "Dear Srimati Radharani, in exchange of that gift, I will eternally be present in your mind." That means he also offered himself to her. So this is a little idea of this unmotivated, this just for you. This is my offering of attention. This is the service I want to do to please you. just for you. I don't want anything else in exchange. So this is the meditation for now.